Good morning. It's Monday, the 21st of November, and with the FIFA World Cup kicking off in Qatar yesterday, we're looking at the tournament's links to Tayside. More on this later from sports reporter George Cran. I'm Kate Brown, and you're listening to The Courier Daily.
Hi, I'm James Simpson, senior live news reporter at The Courier. By subscribing, you'll help us to bring you The Courier Daily every morning, because local stories matter. Join us and become a subscriber today, because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe.
Now back to our featured story. There's a lot of local pride circulating at the moment as a few players from clubs across Tayside have been called up to play in the FIFA World Cup this year. The tournament is running from the 20th of November to the 18th of December in the controversial host country of Qatar. I'm joined today by sports reporter George Cran, who's here to tell us more. Now, George, while Scotland did not qualify for the World Cup this year, what can you tell us about these local links?
Well, Scotland will obviously not be at the competition, but there are players for our local clubs will be hopefully turning out for their countries. Dundee United have a pair of players already out in Qatar, and hopefully we'll see Dylan Levitt turn out tonight for Wales. That they're taking on the USA at 10 o'clock UK time. So that'll be one to keep a keen eye on to see if he turns out in the midfield for the Welsh side. There's also Azeez Behic, an Australian defender. He played at the World Cup in 2018. He's back for the Australians, and he'll hopefully be turning out for them tomorrow night when they take on the mighty France, again at 10 o'clock kickoff. Across other teams in Tayside, St Johnstone have Bridge of Erne's very own David Wallispoon, who's been called up to the Canada squad through links through his mother, and they kick off on Wednesday, again, late 10 o'clock kickoff UK time. They're taking on one of the big tournament favourites, Belgium, on Wednesday. And there's also a link for Dundee fans to keep an eye on. One of their former players, Jason Cummings, obviously well known in Scottish football. He was a bit of a surprise call for the Australian squad. He had played for Scotland a couple of times in friendlies previously, but due to current rules, he was able to switch to Australia because his mother was born there, and he got a call up just recently. He's played one time and scored one goal for them in recent friendlies, so interesting to see if he makes an impact at the World Cup. He'll be a teammate with Azeez Behic at Dundee United, and local fans will be certainly keeping a keen eye on the Australian team.
So what sort of impact will this have on our local clubs?
Well, my colleague on the sports desk, Alan Temple, put together a really interesting article last week on the sums of money clubs receive for players being called up to the FIFA World Cup. And because our local clubs have players there, they're set to receive not inconsiderable sums for Scottish clubs, certainly. From a Dundee United point of view, Dylan Levitt being called up for the Wales squad because he was on loan at the club last season and then signed permanently for this season. They're set to receive around £100,000 if Wales don't progress through the group stage. That'll go up to just less than £120,000 for the last 16, and goes up beyond that if Wales manage to progress further. In terms of Azeez Behic with the Australian squad, he's a recent signing, so it's not quite as big a sum for that. £24,000 they're set to receive for the Aussies reaching the group stage, and it'll go up to 32 if they manage to get through. From a St Johnstone point of view, David Wallispoon's Canada call-up will earn them at least £160,000. And Canada have some players that will cause teams problems in Qatar, and if they can manage to get themselves through quite a tough group, that'll go up to about £190,000, and then £245,000 beyond that to the quarterfinals, and then beyond that for the semis and finals if they manage to get to go on a long run. From a Dundee point of view, it's quite interesting because Jason Cummings hasn't been a Dundee player for around a year now, but despite that, Dundee are still set to get a windfall payment from his call-up, because the rules state money goes to clubs that have have had those players in the past 2 years. And so Dundee are said to receive at least £80,000 for Australia making to the group stage, and that'll go up beyond that if the Aussies manage to get through their group.
Thanks, George. Well, if you're interested in finding out more, you can read all the World Cup content on the sports section of the Courier website. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.